We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Live from Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis, Indiana, it's the NBA with the Indiana Pacers playing host to your Miami Heat.
Here comes Butler. Warren spinning him around, and Butler, not happy with that, had to be restrained by Leroy Richards. And Jimmy, do not take yourself out of that New York weekend.
I think it's tough for him because I can guard him and he can't guard me. Like, at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to.
And Jimmy Butler with all the smiles because the Heat have a 23-point lead, and that's on Butler.
Now Butler commits an obvious, foolish, immature, imbecilic offensive foul, and now Warren behaves like a teenager.
And Warren has been thrown out of the ball game because he was clapping at Jimmy Butler.
And he did. He blew him a kiss. He totally blew him a kiss. No disagreement there.
I think you just got to watch your mouth in certain situations. There's some that you just don't say as a man.
Oh, don't read lips, Heat Nation. Do not read lips.
He got to see me the next time, because I feel like what he said was truly disrespectful. And it's all good, because we see him again.
Jimmy really facilitates this kind of attitude, and it permeates throughout the team, and guys are enjoying each other's success.
Oh, my.
Well, what's going to happen?
I don't know if you saw that on TV or not, but T.J. Warren, that is a no-no, my friend.
He's not even in my league, like, nowhere near me. And if I was their coach, I would never put him on me ever again. He's like, no. Put somebody else on me, because I'm a tad every time we play.
And he did. He blew him a kiss. He totally blew him a kiss. No disagreement there.
I ain't scared of nobody. So, you know, he talking about, oh, we're going to fight, this, that. It is what it is to me.
Oh, my.
He can't do nothing with me. He can't do nothing. Like, when I say that he's trash, like, I mean that.
And he did. He blew him a kiss. He totally blew him a kiss. No disagreement there.
Yeah! Kick it!
The weird thing is, you've got me waiting for the culture thing at the end of it now. Which at 2 o'clock I thought was the worst part of it. Now I'm anxiously waiting. Culture!
Make you up now.
Crazy. Nice job by Solana there. We give everybody code word. Chance to win $1,000. Let me find it. Hold on. Hang with me. Time for the Hockman and Crowder Football Frenzy $1,000 cash giveaway. This hour's code word is feather. F-E-A-T-H-E-R, feather. Text the word feather to 72881 right now. Text it right now to 72881. If you text the correct word, you might win $1,000. Your next chance to win will be 8 a.m. tomorrow. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. It's a national contest. Good luck.
Thank you.
Like Taken. Good luck. Saturday, February 1st, Radio.com, our parent company, and these fine radio stations that you're listening to us on right now present The Night Before at the BB&T Center, starring Zach Brown Band. You can join us for the biggest big game pre-party in South Florida. Grammy Award winner Zach Brown Band. Tickets for the show are on sale right now at Ticketmaster.com. They're going fast. It's going to be big game week. You're going to want to have things to do and party with all the people that are in town. And this is the perfect opportunity. The Night Before. It's presented by Radio.com. And you can get your tickets right now at Ticketmaster.com. Let's get headlines with our friend Alejandro Solana.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Tonight, the Florida Panthers host the Vancouver Canucks. 7 p.m. from the BB&T Center.
We are going to talk with Doug Plagans, radio voice of the Florida Panthers, in about 10 or 15 minutes. He's at the BB&T Center. I don't want to say it's a must win, but they're starting to get me nervous.
They have to be some must wins coming up soon now because they're falling out of playoffs.
They're starting to get me nervous. So, yeah, we'll ask Plagans about it. Is it a must win? I don't know. Might be a little too early to say that. But, man, you don't want to see them starting to put together losing streaks at home either.
But they got to get to 100 points to go to the playoffs, right?
Remember, they got to 100 points a couple seasons ago and didn't go to the playoffs. Yeah. Remember? So, yeah, they're falling into this danger territory.
That run. They've made some runs now.
They have not had one.
They need to make one of those runs.
What else you got, Solana?
The big news of today, before the show started, Barry Jackson tweeted out that Alonzo Highsmith has officially closed the door on becoming a GM type of the University of Miami football program.
Little football czar. We had Mark Richt, former head coach at the University of Miami, on with us in the 3 o'clock hour. And he said, what about a football czar? That if Manny wanted it, it's fine. I was going to follow up. I think that's when he had to go. But I was going to follow up with, had someone suggested that to you while you were head coach, what would your reaction have been? I kind of know what his reaction would have been, which is probably what Manny's reaction has been, which is get the hell out of here.
But a checks and balance system isn't wrong.
Right. But if you've given a guy full autonomy just 11 months prior and said, this program is yours, you're our guy, you're the guy to get us back to the promised land, then why would he sign up for checks and balances? Like, I'm not saying that it's a bad idea.
Yeah.
I like the idea of having an elder statesman. Isn't that kind of what Brian Flores brought in with
Jim Caldwell
and Reggie McKenzie?
Yes.
Like, just having old heads, for lack of a better term.
They've done more. They've seen more.
Around to bounce ideas off or maybe set you on the right track if you're heading down the wrong track. So,
Me and Joe Z, because he was on yesterday, we were talking about it. He asked me, he was like, the other teams have this? And we looked it up when it started, the whole Alonzo Highsmith conversation, and Alabama does have a president of football operations guy. But my thing is, I'm 100% sure Nick Saban doesn't listen to him.
Zero chance that guy has any say over what Nick Saban does.
So can he schedule what hotel they stay at when they go to LSU? Yes.
Right.
Can he tell Nick Saban that he needs to run a spread offense? No.
You can set your ass down.
You want to get fired, you better tell him to change the offense.
Right.
So that would be the thing where if you bring in a guy like Alonzo Highsmith, he's not going to set his ass down to what you just said. Alonzo's he can't walk in Manny's office and Manny tell him, get the hell out of here, and Alonzo walks away.
Right. It would be a totally different scenario for a guy like Manny Diaz versus Nick Saban.
So that's where I personally do not believe it can work.
I think it could work. If you have a head coach that really covets something like that, like, hey, but most head coaches are alpha dogs.
Yeah.
They don't want that. They wouldn't ask for that specifically. But
and, you know, Spurrier, you brought it up yesterday.
Spurrier has
an office.
Emeritus position
and
with Florida.
On the front door, it says HBC, head ball coach. That's what everybody calls Spurrier. The head football coach at the University of Florida is Dan Mullen. Head ball coach is Steve Spurrier. I don't believe Dan Mullen listens to a word Steve Spurrier says.
Right, right. But it's that's a more ceremonial position.
Yeah.
People were thinking of Alonzo Highsmith as an actual nuts and bolts, hands-on position guy that would actually have authority over the head coach and be under the athletic director. So there would be a second, and it just, I understand why it couldn't come to fruition. I get it. What else you got, Solana?
Barcelona was leading Atletico Madrid 2-1 in the Spanish Super Cup, but two late goals from Atletico have pushed them through to the final. So Barcelona, a loser in the Spanish Supercopa. Atletico will play Real Madrid this Sunday in the final. Your Miami Heat will continue their 3-game road trip. Game number 2 tomorrow in Brooklyn. That's at 7:30 p.m. from the Barclays Center.
All right. Anything else?
Yeah, guys, let's get to weather now. It is brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now, 76 degrees. Tonight, the low will drop to 72. No precipitation for at least another 120 minutes. Win your share of $10,000 every Saturday at Hialeah Park Casino. Receive free entries every Saturday, plus earn entries with slot play. The more you play, the better your chances to win. Visit HialeahPark.com for more details.
Now, why are we referring to 2 hours as 120 minutes, just out of curiosity?
I mean, it's the same thing, so why not?
Because it's wordier. Like, that's kind of like going to Epcot, right? You can get a quesadilla and a Corona on any corner, or you could drive all the way to Orlando and get it. So you could say 2 hours, or you could say 120 minutes. Why would you do the latter?
It's a meteorologist thing you wouldn't understand.
Very good. Culture.
You can use that for anything?
I think so.
Wow.
Just put someone in their place. Doug Plagans is going to join us next. We'll talk a little Panthers hockey with him, but really, you know why I bring Doug Plagans on.
Groceries.
Talk food. And when we talk food, you allow the adults to talk. That's when I put Crowder at the kiddie table.
Why can't I talk?
Because you're not good at it.
I'm good at it. I just bring y'all back to earth at a hamburger's a damn some cow ass.
You see, that's why you're not allowed to talk when we're talking about food. Because Doug and I take it seriously. We're two adults talking about food. And you try to minimize what food is. And we're just not having it because we don't have time for it. You know, if we were at a bar and we had limitless time. I have a finite amount of time in that segment, and I want to spend it with Doug Plagans the way I want to spend it.
You can maximize the day.
Guys, Men's.com is now offering your first month of generic Viagra or Cialis starting at just $5. I'm talking about treating erectile dysfunction. My friends at Men's.com, they are making it easier than ever for men to address ED by offering generic Viagra or Cialis for a fraction of the cost. And again, they're now offering your first month starting at just $5. $5. Now, Men's.com, they bought the pharmacy, so they took out the middleman. That's how they're able to do it at this low a price. If you're using generic Viagra or Cialis or if you're using the regular name brand, you know how much you're paying. This is an unbelievable savings. So Men's.com delivers right to your door erectile dysfunction prescriptions, and it's convenient and it's discreet. You don't have to make a trip to your doctor's office. You don't have to have an embarrassing conversation with your doctor. The Men's.com process is all online. Takes just 15 minutes to get approval from a doctor. 15 minutes. And they're located in the U.S., so you're not rolling the dice on this. Look, you really want to enhance your performance where it counts? Visit Men's.com for generic Viagra or Cialis. And again, get your first month starting at just $5. That's FDA approved. Men's.com. M-E-N-S. Men's.com. Doug Plagans, radio voice of the Florida Panthers Radio Network. He's going to join us next on Hockman and Crowder. What you thinking? You think that you could be better? This is my guy. The truth. Charlie Puth. Hey, Solana, they call him the truth, Charlie Puth.
Yeah.
he came here, right?
Charlie Puth, we went and saw him.
He was dressed like a bum.
He was not.
Remember?
He was wearing jeans and a t-shirt. Dressed
and
like a millennial.
Old big collar t-shirt, all ashy.
You had a hole in your pants yesterday.
Yeah,
where was it at?
In your pants.
Where was it at, Solana?
Your butt.
And why were you looking?
You might have a nice ass.
Excuse me?
You might have a nice ass. I've never looked, so that's why I say you might.
It's all right.
Call HR.
Let's see. Stand up. Turn around.
Huh?
Turn around. Just give me a twirl.
I'm not showing you no butt.
No. Just a twirl. Give me a twirl.
Bro, I'm not showing you no butt.
Give me a twirl.
Why would I show you butt?
Dan Day, give me a twirl back there.
Dan, don't do it.
That's very nice.
Well, Dan is thin as a rail.
Thin as a rail.
Wow. He couldn't hold no baby.
Like a scarecrow. How much you weigh, Dan? You're a fully formed adult.
I'm kind of like the Michelle Pfeiffer in
Scarface.
Yeah, I'm the guy version of that. I weigh 125, 130 pounds.
It is crazy how thin he is. He is as thin as Michelle Pfeiffer in Scarface.
At the end, too.
And he's perfect. All right. Ridiculous. Let's go out. I would say go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, but it's actually not our hotline. We've got Doug Plagans on a broadcast line at the BB&T Center. Hello, Doug.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Wow. I love when someone joins us via broadcast line.
This
love
is one
Doug.
Of your favorite things, the broadcast line.
It really is. You weren't around. You probably never heard it. You remember, Crowder, when we brought on Frank Caliendo on an ISDN line?
Yes.
Were you? Yeah, you were around for that. We were doing the show with Zach as well. And I was like, he's on a line. And Frank Caliendo did this whole thing making fun of me and how excited I was that no one listening cares. And I was so excited, but I was. I love a broadcast line.
Yeah.
Like the ambient sound of an arena, even when it's empty, where Doug Plagans is. Doug Plagans,
weird.
Radio voice of the Florida Panthers. You'll hear him tonight on 560 The Joe. Panthers host Vancouver at the BB&T Center. Now, Crowder and I have talked about this. I was at the game Tuesday. The Panthers are starting to make us a little bit nervous here because you start looking at games and points and what they've been able to do this season. Is it starting to get a little nerve-wracking here about Panthers and playoffs?
No, I don't think so. There's a long ways to go here. This is only game number 44 of 82. They'd like to get on a little bit of a run here, but at the same time, they're 6 games over 500 right now. They're only 3 points behind the Philadelphia Flyers for that wild card spot, and they've got a game in hand on Philadelphia, and they play them 2 more times. And there are certainly more teams in the mix than just the Philadelphia Flyers. But the Panthers have a lot of head-to-head matchups coming up. They can score goals with the best of them, they've still won 7 out of 11 here, and tonight a big chance to bounce back. And the Panthers, over the course of the season, when they've been in a situation where they've been looking for a bounce back, they've generally gotten what they were looking for, and they've been able to get the response that they needed. So they'll look for that again here tonight against the Vancouver Canucks, the second and final matchup this season for the Panthers in Vancouver, the two NHL teams that are the furthest geographically separated.
Oh, I love a tidbit like that.
Yeah.
And Doug, is Bob back in the net tonight?
Bob's back in the net tonight. Sergei Bobrovsky will get the nod tonight.
And with him, now we've talked about him. You keep telling us, hey, you know, he's coming in. Don't worry about Bob. Don't worry about him. But I looked up some numbers, Doug. 59th in save percentage, 64th in goals against per game, 78th in goals against for the season. Like, the numbers aren't very flattering for Bobrovsky.
But he's come up with the big saves, timely saves in a lot of games when they've needed that. And again, there is still a long ways to go here, and he's going to play a lot of hockey. And if you look back to the last time he had a chance to kind of, you know, take a game or two off and just kind of reset, he came back and rattled off, seven straight starts that were some of his best starts of the season. So, again, I would expect more close to the Vezina Trophy caliber goaltending that you come to expect with Sergei Bobrovsky as we move forward.
Because I was going to say, because I don't know if hockey players do this, Doug, but one thing, when somebody gets a lot of money, in football, they say, oh, he hung it up. He got paid and hung it up. Like, somebody might say that about Bobrovsky getting $70 million, and then, honestly, I don't really know, but I'm assuming he's having his worst season of his career right now.
I don't think there would be anything like that. He's an ultimate competitor, and if you had a chance to see him, at practice every day, the way that he prepares himself, this has been, in his career, that's the one thing that you always hear about, aside from just the individual accolades, things with Sergei Bobrovsky, it's been, the dedication to the craft, the work ethic, the way he goes about his business, the way he prepares, the detail-oriented approach to everything. And again, I think I don't have any concerns with Sergei Bobrovsky through the rest of this season, I can tell you that.
Somebody tweets me, if I want to see Crowder's ass, ask him to take off his shoe. That's perfect.
Got a little pack.
Doug Plagans is with us. You'll hear him on the radio tonight. Panthers and Canucks. So, Panthers, we talked about this earlier. The next 3 games are home games. Canucks tonight, Maple Leafs Sunday, LA Kings next Thursday, a week from tonight. Then they hit the road for a 6-game road trip. So, the next 3 home games, in your estimation, how many points do the Panthers need to come away with over these next 3 home games?
Well, these are huge games. And I think over the course of a season, kind of the approach you need to have is just need to win 2 out of every 3. If you can win 2 out of every 3, you're going to be in great shape. You take 4 out of every 6 points over the course of the year, you're going to be in great shape when things are all said and done. Now, just to give everybody an idea how it shapes up here, of course, Vancouver comes in tonight. These are 2 teams tonight looking for a response. The Panthers, of course, they lost to Arizona to kick off the 4-game homestand the other day. The Vancouver Canucks were over in Tampa the other night, and to say the least, it did not go well. They lost 9-2 to the Tampa Bay Lightning, and this is a Vancouver team that is pretty good. They're 7 games over 500 this season, and they're jockeying for position over in the Pacific Division. So, big game tonight for each of the 2 teams. Sunday night, the Panthers take on Toronto, and that's significant because it'll be game number 45 for the Panthers, but the first of 4 matchups against the Maple Leafs. They're another team that plans to be in the playoff mix when we get to that point, you know, in the month of April. So those are going to be four gigantic games, the first of which is coming up on Sunday night at 7 right here at the BB&T Center. And then L.A., that's one of those games that you just have to have. The Panthers are going to have a chance to rest up before that one, and the L.A. Kings right now at the bottom of the Western Conference. So that's just one of those games on home ice that you just have to make sure you get. You mentioned the six straight road games, Hawk. It is six straight road games, but in the middle of that, the Panthers have the All-Star break in the bye week. So three road games, they have a little bit of time off, and then back on the road after that. But it's not necessarily one continuous road trip, so broken up a little bit, and that should help a little bit.
And by the way, if you're a hockey fan, the Maple Leafs game, always fun at the BB&T Center because there's so many Torontonians that come into town. So, yeah, I would definitely make it a point to see this Panthers any of these next three games coming up. I was there Tuesday night. You know, I was with my nephews who were in from Chicago, and I was not expecting a very big crowd or a boisterous crowd, and I was blown away. I thought the crowd Tuesday night was great for a Coyotes game on a Tuesday night, and I was sitting with Roy Bellamy, and he was saying to me, you know, I think this city might start, you know, be at the beginning of really starting to take to this team this season, noticing that they've got some talent. So I want to see them win so badly.
Well, first thing I want to say, anybody who's tuned in out there, who's been out to a game this season, whether you've been to one or whether you've been to all of them, big thanks to everybody who's been coming out this season. We really appreciate it. And beyond that, the folks were not only out here but into it on Tuesday night, and that's been great to see. And that's just a product. You can sense it, the buzz. You know, people know that we have a really talented hockey team down here. You know, people know that we have one of the top coaches in the history of the game here. So this is a team that that's ready to make some serious strides here. So it's great to see the buzz that has developed, and big thanks to everybody who's come out. If you haven't, still a lot of opportunities right here in the middle of a homestand. Come check us out.
Doug Plagans, again, radio voice for the Florida Panthers. So one of the reasons that I love having him on, he's got this love of food.
I love coming on the show.
Of course. We like Nacho Tot Tuesday was Tuesday night at the BB&T Center. Tonight's $5 beer night. Like, yeah. There's always great. I love food promotions. Doug Plagans does as well. We like, he loves In-N-Out Burger. I like Whataburger better than In-N-Out Burger. But we can talk for hours about this. Now, on the show a couple days ago, Solana let us know, and I'm not even 100% certain this is true, but you're kind of an expert in this area. Solana says you go to McDonald's now, and if you're at the drive-thru, if you ask for more than two sauces, they charge you 25 cents per packet.
Oh, interesting.
Now, would that change your drive-thru habits?
Well, I will. This could get me off on a tangent here. First of all, we always need to reiterate this every time I come on the show, Hawk. We do reiterate the fact that we have decided that we are experts.
We are experts
on these topics.
No one disputes that, I don't think.
No.
Maybe Crowder.
Thank you, Doug.
No, sit back. The men are talking now. The men are talking. Go ahead, Doug.
I'm generally not a drive-through guy. I'm a big for here, not to go guy. I like to go in, sit down, unwind, even if I'm by myself. You know, then I can get my free refills.
Because the atmosphere matters.
And the food doesn't have to travel as far. I find when you eat the food right there at the place where they made the food, it generally is the best. Now, if I have to, if I am getting it to go, if I am in the drive-through line, in that situation, I would probably just ask for the sauce, and whatever they'd give me would be in the bag, and I would never think to ask for more. Maybe I'd get home and say, oh, there's one there, there's two there. But I got to think, in most cases, that should get the job done. Is it on, like, a per-item basis?
Well, that's where
Are you allotted, like, two for a sandwich?
That's where we're having an issue, because I said to Solana, so if I go through the drive-thru and I get 15 10-piece McNuggets. I'm getting for the Little League team. I get 15 10-piece McNuggets.
No, so I got to think you're getting one or two per order.
Solana says with my 150 chicken McNuggets there, I get two sauce packets, and anything else is 25 cents additional.
I got to think that's one of those varying by location things. I could see that being the case. I'm not sure. In many cases, like I said, I may just take what they give me and not think anything of it. Now, I just have to think, if you're ordering – you know, 5 20-piece nuggets, I just have to think that there's a, you know, a certain amount of sauces.
One would think it would be crazy. Just coming from a couple of experts, it would be crazy for that not to be the case. Sit back. Just sit back. Don't get near the microphone. Sit back.
We have an expertise.
Would you acknowledge, I don't know how much you eat at Chick-fil-A. I don't eat there very often, but when I do,
I enjoy it.
Honey barbecue sauce. Have you tried that?
It's very good.
Very good.
One of their sandwiches, the grilled chicken sandwich, I believe that's like the staple one. It comes with a packet of that usually. It's the default sauce, and it's pretty good, or at least that used to be the case.
Now, can we agree that the top sauce at any fast food type place, and I'm using Chicken Kitchen here, and I know it's not as ubiquitous as others, but Chicken Kitchen has the I'm drawing a blank on the
curry mustard.
Mustard curry sauce. Mm-hmm. Yes, the mustard curry sauce at Chicken Kitchen. Is that the ultimate banger of fast food sauces?
I always tend to ask for the buffalo sauce if they have one.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, that mustard curry at Chicken Kitchen.
But you and I have discussed this. So the hot mustard from McDonald's, you're a big fan of that, right?
No, I'm not a huge that doesn't do anything for me. The only time I like what do you dip a chicken finger in? There's the honey mustard.
Honey mustard's good.
Which I like. I'd probably go towards barbecue sauce more than honey mustard. But I'm saying specifically a Chicken Kitchen,
I've never dined there.
What's it called again, Solana?
Curry mustard.
The mustard curry sauce.
I've never had it. I've never dined there before.
At Chicken Kitchen?
No. Might have to go check it out.
Holy hell.
What about the Pollo Tropical? They got a bunch of good
sauces. So Pollo Tropical has mustard curry sauce, and I think it pales in comparison to Chicken Kitchen. You're nodding your head, Solana. You agree, right?
Yeah, Chicken Kitchen definitely controls the curry mustard market. However, I will say Pollo Tropical has amazing guava barbecue sauce.
That is good.
Now, I like their traditional barbecue sauce at
the
Pollo Tropical.
The spicy Pollo Pollo.
I like the traditional, and I think the traditional is made with like a molasses or something because
the one with the pineapple rum, that one?
No, it's traditional.
That
it's their
one's good
traditional
too.
Barbecue. Yeah. But I like to get the Tropa Chops at the Pollo Tropical, and then I get white rice, black beans, chicken, but I actually put the barbecue sauce right on top of the Tropa Chops.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I like to really sugar it up. There's a lot of molasses in there.
Then you shake it up with the top on, right? You got to shake
well,
it up.
Well, I'm with Plagans. I don't really like to bring fast food home. So
yeah, I really don't.
I just kind of pour it on at the table there. I haven't used the shake method, although.
And while your food's being prepared, I grab more sauce than I'm probably going to need. I get it all set up because once I start eating, I don't like to have to go back up and get more condiments.
I'm with you on that. I hate that. I don't want to leave my food and get a refill on a drink.
It keeps me occupied while the anticipation is so high.
So true. You
want
to sit there and wait for them to call your number, or do you want to fill up some little cuplets with the different sauces?
You can get prepared so that when that food comes, you are ready and your dining experience will be maximized.
This guy is my spirit animal.
Maximize.
Maximize your experience. Real quickly, Doug Plagans, Wendy's has announced that they are going full throttle into the breakfast business.
Mm.
They've tried before and failed, and they're really the only fast food place that doesn't do breakfast. Do you do fast food breakfast?
Only here and there.
What would be your go-to?
McGriddles.
McGriddle. It's a great choice. Great choice.
Yes. Oh, if I'm going breakfast,
just like a
fast
chicken biscuit?
Food, if I'm going McGriddle, or if I'm going breakfast fast food, McGriddle, I think. But those Chick-fil-A, the little ones, the chicken minis
bites.
On that sweet bread, those are unbelievable too.
Oh, yeah.
But I've never had that. So chicken for breakfast, like that's
it's like a little like Doug said, like a little honey bun
right.
with a little chicken nugget inside.
Yeah.
Bro,
oh yeah,
delicious.
you could sit there and think you're gonna have one or two, and it turns into about 10 of them in a hurry.
But chicken for breakfast, that doesn't it's not off putting.
Meat.
No, I'm familiar with chicken.
I don't know that I would have it every single day, but if it's a specialty item, then then it's put in that position for a reason.
It's maybe my favorite answer that I've ever given on radio. It's meat. I'm familiar with chicken.
Chicken for breakfast.
No, but chicken for breakfast, that's not a common breakfast
normal
item.
Man.
No, what?
Chicken is bacon. sausage. Like it's
pork.
Meat.
Pork is a breakfast meat.
I'm looking up Wendy's breakfast combos. They have a honey chicken sandwich.
I understand
Everybody
that.
Does.
I'm just saying chicken is not traditionally a breakfast meat. It's not.
In what country?
Ours?
Oh.
Is it? Solana, is chicken a breakfast meat?
No, it's not.
It might not be the first one you think of, but it.
Right, pork.
I think, like I said, there are some places where they. It's so good they've come
Again,
up with an
I'm
item.
Not
it's
saying that there's yeah. not, you know, I mean, I'll have leftover Chinese food for breakfast if I feel like it. I'm not
cold
saying that
pizza
you,
for breakfast.
Cold
That's
pizza
a crowd
for
pleaser.
Breakfast. I'm not saying that it's not possible. I'm just telling you, traditionally, chicken is not a breakfast meat. Sausage is. Pork is. Every now and then, steak and eggs. Like, you'll see a little bit of ground meat steak and eggs is like
so beef and pork's fine, but you keep the poultry out of chicken.
I don't even think. Well, I don't keep the poultry out of chicken. Poultry is chicken, but I don't think that beef is a typical breakfast meat either. I think pork is generally your breakfast meat.
I think I could work with any of them in the right situation.
I think we've reached the end of the internet. All right, Plagans. Don't let Crowder bully you into...
Bully what?
Because
we're all friends here.
Yeah, but everybody knows that chicken is not a traditional breakfast meat.
Wendy's has a chicken biscuit. McDonald's has a chicken biscuit. Chick-fil-A has a chicken biscuit.
Okay.
Every breakfast place has a chicken biscuit, but it's not a breakfast sandwich. Every place has it.
It's not a traditional breakfast
meat. In 1901?
No, now. In 2020, it's not. I'm sorry.
Doug?
How many times have you said, Doug, you know what I'm craving this morning for breakfast? Some chicken.
You
Never.
Know, if somebody brings those Chick-fil-A chicken minis.
I'm not saying you wouldn't eat them.
I love the chicken minis.
I gotcha. What do you got?
I've had
do?
An omelet with chicken in it
oh,
before,
Oh, he's
got
to go. He actually told me he had to go at 4:30. Why didn't you remind me you had to go, Plagans?
Because I'm a good teammate here. I'm a good team player.
Mark Richt was on with us earlier, and he's like, I got to go. You should. I literally have. Look what I have written here. Has to be out by 4:30. I have it written
in red.
My own notes.
Sorry, Doug.
Sorry, Plagans.
It's no problem
no,
at all.
No, I feel terrible now.
I enjoy the visit.
I feel terrible now. I'm buying you some chicken minis for breakfast next time you sleep over.
We got to go to this place that you're talking about, too.
What do y'all do?
What'd you hear?
You stay at his house.
Doug Plagans, no. Doug Plagans, radio voice for the Florida Panthers. You'll hear him tonight, 560 The Joe. Puck drops at 7 o'clock. There's live hockey at the BB&T tonight, Panthers and Canucks. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you very much, as always, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Totally forgot he had to go. Thank you for reminding me, Solana. He would have stayed out. He would have missed his entire media availability. Like he told me, media availability is at 4:45, so let me go by 4:30 so I can get over there. He totally would have blown it off to have this ridiculous conversation.
Donovan Campbell texts me. He loves steak and eggs.
No one's saying
you
that
just
it's
said
not-
it's a borderline breakfast food.
I like steak and eggs.
But not chicken.
All I
what
said
do you
was-
have against chicken?
Listen to what I'm saying, and then I want you to repeat it back to me, because I'm not certain that when you acknowledge that you're listen.
Traditional breakfast meat.
Listen to what I'm saying, and then repeat it back
to
me. Chicken is not a traditional breakfast meat.
What does that mean?
I'm sorry. I'm asking you to repeat it back to me.
Traditional to who?
Repeat it back to me.
Traditional to who?
Is pineapple a traditional pizza topping?
On everything, there's a Hawaiian pizza.
Is it a traditional?
Tradition to who? To the Crowders?
This goes back.
We don't need no damn pineapple on pizza,
this
but
goes
I don't
back
say it's
to
tradition.
What's a more historically successful football program in college football, the Miami Hurricanes or the Florida Gators?
Yale and Princeton.
Okay, and Yale and Princeton are traditionally historically better, but specifically between the Miami Hurricanes and the Florida Gators, who has the historically better football program?
By championships?
However you want to determine it.
Oh, if it's by championships, it's y'all. If we do anything else, it's probably going to be the Gators.
Well, how would you determine that someone's historically
we
better
can
without
do winning percentages? We can do a lot of things. Y'all just want to yell out five championships, and you said something about
six championships.
Because you don't know Ohio State whooped y'all's ass.
No, the game was over. The game was over. You can't have two finishes to a game. Ohio State decided to do that along with Bob Porter, the ref. What was that guy's name?
Terry Porter.
Terry Porter.
So six championships and no chicken for breakfast.
See, the whole thing, even with the chicken, it's a Canes thing, and you wouldn't understand.
Y'all are damn chickens.
And it's not
damn ibis.
It's not your fault. You understand? I know you blame. I know you blame yourself that you don't understand. But it's a Canes thing. You couldn't understand.
What about ackee and saltfish?
Culture. I don't know what that means. Culture. It's culture. I wonder what the percentage of chicken sold in America goes to lunch and dinner versus breakfast. Might that sway you?
I wonder what portion of a lot of things go at different meals.
But might that specifically in the chicken conversation sway you? No.
No. No.
So chicken is a more popular breakfast meat than pork?
Just meat.
Is it a
It's just a protein.
No.
It's just a protein.
No, nobody says.
It's just a protein.
So you're saying that you go to a restaurant and you say, can I get some pancakes and protein?
Yeah.
And you don't care what they bring you. You don't care if they bring you bacon, sausage, or a chicken breast.
It's a good enough restaurant.
So just bring me some protein along with the pancakes.
Take the L, Crowder.
I'm not. Every restaurant sells chicken
That's
sandwiches.
That's not the argument.
So how can it not be popular? Wouldn't they have taken it off the list? Wouldn't they have not be wasting their time with chicken sandwiches if chicken sandwiches were not eaten?
It's not a traditional
And what damn
meat.
Tradition?
Ooh, chicken and waffles, though, somebody tweets at me.
Take the L, Crowder.
You know what? Had you thought of that, though, this is why you didn't think of it, though. It's a Canes thing, and you wouldn't understand. It's just it's a Canes thing.
So now you're arguing with me and against me?
Well, that guy actually makes a great point. See, I'm not intractable on the position, but I'm telling you, your argument doesn't hold water.
Every restaurant serves a chicken sandwich that serves breakfast, and now we add chicken and waffles, and now you're taking credit for chicken and waffles, and it backs my damn point.
But that guy added chicken and waffles. You didn't. You had ridiculous points, and I understand. Listen,
appreciate it, Nathaniel.
Listen.
You know what?
It's a Canes thing, and you wouldn't understand.
I'll give the text of love on this. Is eggs a traditional breakfast food?
Yeah, but we're talking
about. That's a unfertilized chicken. Woo-hoo! I'm leaving.
But that's not a breakfast.
I'm leaving.
Appreciate
it.
Eggs is not meat.
What? It's a protein.
No.
It's a protein.
Yeah, but that's not a. No. No, that's crazy. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
So what makes an egg?
If we're talking about
what
breakfast
makes an
meat.
Egg?
If we're talking about breakfast meat.
Yeah, a protein.
And you say egg is in the category, then I'm going to tell you, you don't know what meat is.
What category is it in? Starch?
Eggs?
Is what, starch?
It's not meat.
Is it vegetable?
It's an egg.
It's a protein.
Actually, it's dairy. I think it's dairy.
Egg is dairy.
I think it's dairy. I think egg is closer to dairy than meat.
Bro, it is a baby. It is a chicken fetus.
I'm familiar with how chickens are made.
You know they hatch out of those damn white little ovals?
But egg is not meat.
Egg is, yes, it's a. If you have to put in a category, what category is it in?
Not meat.
Bro, it's a baby chicken. It's a protein.
I mean, that's his.
No, that's truth.
Okay, so cashews are protein. So to
cashews
me.
Cashews is not a baby chicken.
Okay, eggs are nuts, though, because they're both proteins. Give me that damn music. Give me the music. No. Oh, no, Jack. No.
Egg is protein.
Didn't you just say that meat is protein, therefore egg is protein, therefore egg is meat?
What?
Isn't that what you just said?
I said if you had to put it in the category, you can't put it with bread or vegetable.
Because it's a protein.
Protein.
Okay, so it's peanut butter.
Is it
peanut
protein?
Peanut butter is
meat,
protein.
Though. No.
Peanut butter is protein.
It comes from a...
Egg
it
is...
It comes from a tuber.
Egg is either... Egg is either... It doesn't come from a tuber. It comes from a peanut. It
comes from a little root.
It's a peanut.
But it's a little root. Yeah, but it's not. It doesn't breathe.
All right.
If you let a male chicken get on the mama chicken...
I won again.
With that bait, with
it's
the egg.
It's a Canes thing. You wouldn't understand.
That egg would have been
Florida,
a chicken.
Your Florida gator education is showing.
You don't know what protein is.
And we'll all just... We'll pretend like you didn't say what you said.
Egg is liquid chicken.
That egg is a meat. We're going to pretend we didn't hear that. Now he's going to tell you about a place where you buy food. And he's exposed himself as not being a food expert. I am.
I am a genius, and Publix is a genius as well for what they did this football season with the Miami Dolphin Pub Sub. You got to get to your local Publix and try the Miami Dolphin Pub Sub. They pulled it out this football season. Even though the Dolphins are out of it, they're going to keep it going through the remainder of the season, and the Miami Dolphin Pub Sub is so delicious. Crispy chicken tenders, boar's head bacon, lettuce, tomatoes, cheddar cheese, and a tasty garlic parmesan sauce. It will become a staple in your diet of your family. My kids love it. My wife loves it. Be the king or queen of all tailgates, all watch parties, all parties with Publix, the official supermarket of the Miami Dolphins. If you haven't tried it, really, go try it at Miami Dolphin Pub Sub. It is delicious. You've been eating Pub Subs your whole life. You've been eating them your whole life. The turkey, the roast beef, you know how good they are. The platters that feed dozens, the chicken wings now, the rotisserie chickens, the fried chicken, the drinks, the ice, the beer, the chips, the snacks, the sides, everything Publix got is good for you, and they are the king and queen of tailgate themselves, and Publix.com is amazing now. It changed me and my wife's life. You can go on a date night. You can hang out with your kids. You can go to the zoo. You can go to the jungle safari somewhere. And you can also have a watch party or have a tailgate later on that day because Publix.com will deliver. If you are a busy parent, you got to take advantage of Publix.com and find all your tailgating, watch party, and party needs at Publix and Publix.com, where shopping is a pleasure.
Milk is beef. Because you're allowed to blurt out anything you want. So now I am as well. Milk is beef.
Bro, milk is not beef.
Milk is beef.
Because it came out of a cow?
I don't know why. It just is. There doesn't have to be a rationale for your answers.
Yes, it is.
Milk is beef. Eggs are nuts.
A baby chicken is a chicken.
Rob Pizzola, by the way, professional sports gambler, is going to join us at 5 o'clock. We have to take a quick break. I'm going to go get a can of nuts out of the... out of the soda machine, because nothing matters anymore. nothing matters anymore. Len, our program director, walking in, goes, are you proud of what you do? He's looking at us through the window. Are you proud of what you do?
Sorry, Len.
We'll take a quick break. We're going to go get some beef milk, and we'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder. Godfather, man of OG. This is going to be a quick segment, because we went very long arguing about is... chicken a breakfast meat, a traditional breakfast meat. But I think what's going to happen here is that Crowder is going to miss the entire segment because I don't know where he is. And generally, when he's late, he's like 2-3 minutes late to a segment because he says he loses track of time. But I don't even have 2 or 3 minutes in this segment. I think Crowder will miss this entire segment, which will make me laugh, by the way. These are some of the texts. Hawk, you may get him to bust today. I'm dying. Maybe I got him to bust. Maybe he just walked out. Somebody texts in, water is boneless ice. I would agree with that. If milk is beef, water is boneless ice. Somebody texts in, tuned on the radio, I hear milk is beef. That's why I turn you guys on. Non sequitur, sports, and bird sounds. And then somebody texts in, are you proud of what you do needs to be a segment. I think we should do that. Len, our program director, always says to us when we have a segment that goes off the rails or something that may not work as well on the air as we thought it might have when we were discussing it off the air, he will walk in here sometimes during the show, sometimes he'll meet us right outside the studio, and he'll just look at us and say, are you proud of what you do? That could be an entire segment. I'm trying to stretch this segment out so that Crowder misses the entire segment. And now I see him running up the hall. You ready to fire it off? All right, so we will come back. Rob Pizzola, professional sports gambler, next on Hockman and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.